program may contain explicit lyrics and adult themes that may not be suitable for everyone.
Listener discretion is advised.
Listen to the world's number one podcast.
Ladies to the flow, cause this your jam. Hands on your knees, man, and do your dance. Twerk it, don't hurt it, all up on your man. Or get with her, cause that's your best friend. Anyway, you like it, girl, I don't even care. Got your shoulder sideways, smack it in the air. Gon' get to know me so I can make it fur. And then you'll know he don't even cover. First off, let me tell you how I feel. The way your legs looking up and I'm here. Girl, you know I got a house on the hill. Girl, take your pick, cause I got some big wins. Girl, you done done it. A Boston minute. And you know that I run it. I'm not gon' front, girl. I'm feeling for you. Need love in my life. What you got for me?
Yo, what up, what up, what up? Welcome to another episode of Buzzin' Podcast. I'm your boy J-Rod in the building. With me, I got way like always, Richie in the building.
What up, though, Johnny?
Oh, man. Richie.
Hey.
Episode 11.
This is it, man. We made it.
First special guest in the building.
This is a big moment, man. Big moment.
Anomaly in the building.
What up, Anomaly?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's going on?
Anomaly.
What? Yeah. Yo, that's catchy as hell.
Yeah.
Every track, I'm like, I can't get the shit out of my head.
I know.
That was a rake. That was purposeful.
Yeah.
Anomaly in the building. R&B singer.
Yes, sir.
Author.
Yes, sir.
Actor.
Yes.
Comedian.
All right now.
Fashion designer.
What don't you do?
Shit, anything else? Hey, did we miss anything?
Yeah, there's some other stuff.
Damn, entrepreneur.
Right?
Hey.
Welcome, man. Welcome.
Yeah,
well, it's a pleasure to have you.
Likewise.
It's a pleasure for us to have you.
Yeah.
I mean, this is our first official special guest.
Man, I am glad to be here.
Entertainer.
Yes.
We appreciate you coming through.
Thanks for having me.
So, normally, if you heard that intro song, that is his song.
Mm-hmm.
Shit is, it's fire. I've been listening to it all week.
It is. It's a nice little club banger, you know? It's something that should be on the radio, should be in the clubs. And has been on the radio and has been in the clubs.
So Anomaly is actually opening up for the game this weekend, Saturday, October 5th.
Yes, sir.
At the press room
in Phoenix.
Press room in Phoenix. Now, is this the game's actually the rapper? The game. Yes, that's exactly
former G Unit member.
That's who we are talking about. Yep. Legendary of the game, West Coast.
Yep.
Ian, whatever you want to call that. But so is this his final album?
Man.
Final album tour?
Yeah, final album tour. That's how they're promoting it. So, I mean, I'm glad not only to be opening up, but just to be experienced.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be crazy.
That's a big deal.
That's the game's Born to Rap tour.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's
yep.
fire.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's huge.
It's going to be lit. There's going to be like so many people there. It's crazy.
How'd you get a part of that? Like, how'd you even get, you know...
You know, I think it's because they know I'm a triple OG. Triple OG.
You look like 25.
Yeah, you look young.
It's that gangster, you know. Yeah. Sometimes you just get that call.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's just I'm making a buzz and you know, and I got a wonderful opportunity to get on stage. And man, we're gonna turn it up. We're gonna do some things.
That's dope, man.
Yeah, yeah. And
that's my rapper response. Hey, I'm just saying, man, we just gonna do something.
Yeah, man.
We just gonna do it. I ain't answer Nan question. Hey, right.
Do it. I knew I wore the shirt for a reason. I knew it was so good. I got the Nipsey Hussle shirt on.
Yes, sir.
Right? So Anomaly, if people are interested in going to the show on Saturday, how can they get tickets? Is there still tickets available?
Yeah, it's still tickets, man. It's not sold out yet. I don't think it's sold out yet. I got tickets. I have a few left, so they can go to my page. I am Anomaly Official, or they can go to Anomaly Creation on Instagram. And then there's a link there. And then you can get those tickets from me. And, you know, any of those flyers that you see buzzing around for the game, you can get tickets there.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's nice. Dope. Rich, you're going to the show, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be going there.
Unfortunately, I can't go because I'll be in Mexico and my wife planned a trip for us for Mexico, but
I know.
Oh, man, I thought you was going to be. maybe you can come out to the other show next week, the week after.
I'm down.
Key Glock.
Yeah, I'm down. Yeah, Key Glock. I saw that. Yeah,
I'm down. So let's get into that. How did you become? How did you recognize that you had a talent for music? Or just did you start off with music first, or did you start off like entertaining and comedy?
That's a good question. Entertaining, I think, was always, it was just, you know, doing impressions or saying funny things. Mm-hmm. But even then, I didn't realize that that was something. I thought everybody could do it until mm-hmm. like my mother or somebody walked by and go, I thought that was the TV, or I thought that was this person.
Right.
And I always thought, well, can't everybody do that? And then I started realizing, oh, I'm a little different. And so that was when I started. But my mother, she was a singer in a band. She had her own band and she would sing all around St. Louis. And I think they went other places too. And my uncle was one of the musicians. And I would just, you know, hear them singing, you know, they'd be in the basement and playing and all that. Mm-hmm. And I would always sing that. And of course, you know, listening to Michael Jackson, Prince and all that stuff. And I would sing it. I didn't know I could sing. I was just singing.
Yeah. Right?
Until like your mom or someone was like.
Yeah. And that that was a while afterwards too. So I was just doing funny stuff, and then I was singing sometimes, and you know, but your siblings, nobody's telling me I sound good.
So you born and raised in St. Louis or
St. Louis? Yeah, born and raised in St. Louis.
When did you come out here to Phoenix?
Like a year and a half, about a year and a half ago, almost two years ago. Yeah. Now I came to Phoenix like in the late '90s. Before, I stayed for like a couple of years. Like right before 2000, and I loved it. I came out for a little bit, fell in love with it, and then I had to go. You know, I was doing a lot of comedy and doing a lot of different things. So I always knew I would come back.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I came out a couple of years ago.
Whether it was comedy, whether it was you being an R&B artist, when did you get your first break? When did you realize like, this is my first big break that I could kind of build off of?
Honestly, so I got to shout out my brother, you know, my best friend, my brother, Fats. All right. So he goes by Fats.
That's not surprise. That's not a rare thing in Queens. I had a kid on my block named Fats. They're all over the hood.
There's a whole bunch of Fats.
And you'd be like,
yeah,
no, my boy Fats.
My boy Fats.
Yeah. My boy Fats, right? Yeah. Him and his brother, Chalk, right? Fats and Chalk. So they had this group, R&B group. So me and Fats, we was singing all the time in school. And I would do like talent shows and stuff mm-hmm. like that or whatever and sing, or be singing in class or whatever. I was either funny or singing. I was doing both. Mm-hmm. And then Fats, I'm like a fan. That dude is a big dude and he sing like a bird, right? He just sings good. And so I looked up to him and his brother. And they was always telling me, man, you good. Like, what's, you know, I was, even though I was doing stuff, I was still very self-conscious of my singing. I don't know. I just, because I don't think anybody was feeding at home saying, oh, you sound so great. It was just, I'm making people laugh or I'll sing. And I figured I could sing, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
Around what age is this?
Man, this is like, I'd say 15. 16.
Okay. Because that's high school almost.
Yeah.
That's high school.
Where you could be like, yes.
I'll tell you right now, even if I could sing a little bit, I think my balls hasn't dropped. Yeah. And I think I'll be too nervous and I'll be insecure to sing.
Same here.
That's something there. So
you have to. Speaking of balls not dropping, my singing was super high. And it's super, super high. Like I got a high range now, but I was like, I was up there.
Sound like Mariah Carey.
Right.
15-year-old boy.
Tevin Campbell songs and all that. I was
how do you find that confidence when you're in high school?
Yeah.
To even sing out loud like that.
That's when you're bought into your own talent.
Yeah. Yeah. That well, and that's interesting. It's like I had confidence, but I didn't. I was like self-doubting myself when it came to singing. I always knew I can make people laugh. I can impersonate anybody. That was nothing. And that was an icebreaker. But singing, I would do it. And then girls would be like, oh my God, James, you can sing? I'm like, yeah, girl. You know what I'm saying? Don't even say no real words.
Right.
I'm just saying.
That's Rich almost every episode. Right? That's how he talks to his wife.
That's how he got the wife. Hey, you know what I'm saying? She was like, I do. Right. I like when you talk like that.
Right.
Where my sofa at, girl?
But you know, like, so middle school to high school, I was doing stuff, But I really was doubting myself. And so, and I was singing with my homie, and he would, Fats would always tell me, dude, I wouldn't be, like, they was doing shows, like bigger shows and stuff. He's like, I wouldn't be singing with you and writing songs with you if I didn't think you could sing. Mm-hmm. So it took him and his brother to keep telling me, like, yo, you good. Like, you're really good. And I was just like, oh, okay, you know. And they like, everybody's telling you good. I'm like, yeah, but y'all are great. So I was just doing that for a little bit, but I was writing. Like, I always could write. So I was just writing songs for them. And they went down, they got called to New York. Like, they had songs on the radio, and I was writing and arranging some of that stuff. And then they was singing for Diddy and all that, and all this stuff was going on. My comedy was picking up more, but I was like, telling them, yo, sing this this way, do this and do this. And they're like, all right. And then eventually, since they kind of disbanded and did their thing, I said, you know what? I'm just going to write my own stuff for me, and I'm going to put it out there. And I was like, I told my boy Fats, and I was like, yo, I want to do some songs with you at some point, whatever. And he was like, all right, cool. And that's when it happened. I was like, right out of high school when I decided I'm going to go ahead and sing for real, for real.
Put the comedy aside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like, it's like I wanted to do both. So it was almost like I knew I couldn't do them at the same time, because when I'm in comedy mode, at least back then, when I was in comedy mode, it was hard for me to do my notes the way I wanted them to. It's weird. It was like my mind wouldn't accept go both ways. Yeah, yeah. It would be like, if I'm funny, I'm funny. If I'm singing.
Yeah.
At that age,
yeah.
Did you realize you were making baby making music? Because I tell you,
you weren't even like, dude, 21,
yeah,
right?
Nah, yeah. I don't mean
your parents probably wouldn't want you listening to that music, let alone making that music.
Let me tell you something.
Real talk.
I would listen to some. I listened to the album, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn. I said, yo, he's got fucking baby making music.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Rich, without me even Rich talking about it, Rich was like, yo, he has some baby making music.
This is some real intimate music.
I'll play you a little clip it. Of some of his tracks. I'm unapologetically me.
Should I apologize for being me? I'm creative, innovative, originative. Should I explain all the things that you don't see?
You don't see.
My business, my direction, who I'm sexing. Don't really need you to see. Should I really have to explain all the things that I can be? All the love I have in me, that's what you should conceive. That's all it's gonna be. I don't have to say nothing else, I know.
Yo. Damn, that shit should be on a Quiet Storm.
Quiet Storm, seriously,
that plays between like 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the morning.
Ladies,
that's crazy.
Yeah,
wrap your man around the waist, take off that condom.
That's when you literally make a baby.
You having a baby tonight?
No protection.
Oh, damn,
pull the goalie.
Hey.
Was that your goal? Like, you're like, you wanted there to be a lot of kids conceived from your music.
I'm responsible for babies.
Yeah. No, baby boobers.
A lot of the stuff that hasn't been published was situational stuff. Like, you know, I got my heart broken, blah, blah, blah. And then at one point I was like, I really want to write music that expressed how I would like things to be in my life and other people's lives. So I think that is where I was at. I was just like, you know, I don't know, whatever I feel is what comes out. Mm-hmm. But also I just like, I wanted to be good. I wanted to be sensual. I'm a sensual person. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't know. It was just like that.
So where do you get your inspiration? Like, inspirational musically wise, where does that come from?
Like someone I may have listened to and then.
Yeah. Like your music.
Or just whatever.
Your music inspirations. Where does that come from? Who are those inspirations?
Man, it's so many. Like, I mean, I listened to the freaking Doobie Brothers growing up and, Michael McDonald was crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy meaning good for those who don't understand what I mean.
Yeah. And that's definitely not like your new Trey Songz.
No.
And Chris Brown. This is like
Doobie Brothers
old school.
These are like white people music.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, but it was like white. That was a white dude who made soul music.
Right. Yeah.
I like that sort of stuff. I mean, obviously,
your mom had to come and play, right? Oh, yeah. She was an artist, and she you was grew
singing,
up with.
But she was singing like a lot of Anita Baker. So I love Anita Baker. So I listened to that. I know a lot of R&B people said they listened to Stevie Wonder. I wasn't the biggest Stevie Wonder fan, but I listened to Stevie Wonder and I love Stevie Wonder music. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It wasn't like Stevie Wonder and that's it. It was just like, dang, Ribbon in the Sky or all the, that girl thinks that she's so, that song he did.
Yeah.
I would dream. I couldn't go to sleep when I would listen to that music. Michael Jackson stuff, Lady in My Life.
Yeah.
Music that makes you feel
good. Yep. Yeah. Feel good music.
Yeah, man. Just start freaking that family. The Gap Band. Like,
yeah, the Gap Band.
All of that type of stuff was what motivates
Earth, Wind, and Fire, like those type of groups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's everything. It's really eclectic. It's like everything, man. I know that's like not, but I'm kind of all over the place anyway. Yeah. So it's hard for me to just be like, this person.
Mm-hmm.
It's too many.
What's been your, like, I would say, you've been in the industry for what, a couple years now?
Yes, sir.
All right.
For a good minute.
Yeah. What's been your biggest surprise that you did not expect going into the industry? So once you got in the industry, you were like taken back, like, wow, I didn't expect this to be this way.
Oh, man, y'all hit me with the the thought-provoking.
making this thing.
You know, the only reason why I ask that is because I try to think of it as, like, if I was going to become an artist and I want to become something like that, you know, everyone has the expectations of what they think something's going to be going into the process. Mm-hmm. And then when they get there, they're taking back like, oh, shit.
Yeah, it's not
what I wasn't expecting.
I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And are you saying specifically as far as music or just
anything just
in the industry?
In the industry, like entertainment wise.
Yeah.
Did you think it was going to be this hard or is it actually easier, you think?
It is. Definitely. Okay. So I don't think anything surprised me for real, only because of, like I said, my boys, I watched them maneuver things. And you know, when I was writing stuff for them or arranging some things, and I saw the mistakes that some of their management was making and all that stuff. And so I just kind of was sitting back saying, thinking to myself, if that was me, I would do it this way, you know, and I would talk to my boy, but it was a group. So it needed to be too many people to make that decision. They weren't really listening to me. They was like, well, just write some stuff. We don't need you for that direction. And so I just sat back and kind of realized that it is a people business and it is a fickle industry all the way around, but especially with music. And you need to know and be cool with certain people. And some people, at least at a certain point, you had to, you know, throw some money at them. You know, you had to fit in. It was like, basically, it was like high school.
Yeah. Popularity contest.
It's a popularity contest. And for instance, if you want to get on, like in your local area, it'd be easier for you to get on if you go ahead and do a song from one of the local radio DJs who made a beat.
Okay.
Yeah. Do a song on his
beat. He's going to want to play that boom. Beat. And you got your vocals on top of that beat.
Right. So okay. I think so by the time I really got doing what I'm doing, none of that stuff is surprising me when I kind of see the way people are moving. I'm like, okay, I see what that is. Now, I don't always play by those rules, but at least me knowing some of those things, I know, oh, okay, that's the door that most people have to walk through. But there's also these other avenues to still get the same result.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't kissing no butt, but at the same time, I'm not really a negative
it's
person.
It's kind of a sensitive.
It's, yeah, man, it's really, yeah.
Yeah.
Now with you, Nomaly, being, you know, and I know you, you know.
Yes, sir.
A little bit from outside of work and everything, but.
We in the same gang.
Yes,
basically.
Sir. Yes, sir.
I see you. I don't want to say anything.
Salt and pepper.
But I mean.
So I know you.
As long as y'all not hanging out with no Tekashi's out there.
Right. I mean, no snitches.
If we was, he'd tell you.
Right. Right. So I know you're the type of person that you and I have had conversations off the record about,
yeah, no doubt.
You know, supporting each other and just trying to, you know, help a fellow artist out or because you and I both know. And Johnny, you probably know this as well. That it's easy, no matter what industry you're in, it can be cutthroat. You could have people there that feel threatened by your success or by your drive or motivation. What would you recommend? Like, what would your advice be for like a new artist, you know, coming into the game? You know, what going through what you've gone through, what would you tell them?
You know, I would say, man, this is so cliche sounding, be yourself. Mm-hmm. But if you're, like you were mentioning, we know each other outside here, and you know, Rich is a dope dude, you know, real, just pleasant, nice, friendly person. And I, you know, that's how I am. And I think if you're that way, that's the first thing I would say is don't change that thinking you have to be something different. You know, you go to these clubs, you go to these environments, you go to these studios and see certain people that's on or might have something that maybe you need. You don't have to morph and change and sell out, so to speak, to get there. Just be you. Mm-hmm. And it's good to be hungry. But like for me, even on the Arizona scene, just coming out here, I came out and I met a lot of DJs and a lot of hype people, and I just got to know them.
Yeah.
They already, you know, people had introduced me. It's like, oh, this dude's an actor. He's a comedian. He's a singer and all this stuff. So they already know, okay, so he probably going to try to, you know, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I never really was like, yo, man, let me do this and do that. I never did that. Mm-hmm. I was, the moral of this story is, I know it's going to happen the way I want it to happen. It's going to happen, but I don't need to force a situation. So honestly, I'm going to support you in whatever you're doing. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to show you love, support you genuinely. And I really feel that way. And then I think people start to loosen up and realize, dang, this dude ain't out to get my spot, or this dude not just want something from me. Mm-hmm. Yo, Nomaly, why don't you come over here to this event here? And yo, why don't you get on the mic and just do something? Let him know what you do. And it's like, oh, well, okay. Little old me. Well, yeah. Okay.
Then. And then doors start opening. Doors and open. I got to say too, as a DJ, like I've been here for 5 years.
Yeah.
It took me 2 years to even get anything as far as DJ gigs. For you to be out here a year and a half and for you to be as busy as you are,
man,
just says something about your personality and the fact that you're hungry and that you just can, you know, network with the people that you do and earn those opportunities that you got. Man. You know what I mean? So that's impressive. That's really impressive.
Yeah, it is hard to, I would say that I do agree with you. It is hard to, even doing like this podcast, not mm-hmm. saying it's anything big, but I'm not going to downplay it because it's going to be something big.
Oh, heck yeah.
And that's because, like you said, you just got to be yourself.
Yep.
So we're still in the beginning. So there is times where I feel like, well, okay, maybe we should go this direction.
Yeah.
Or maybe we should go this direction and not say things like this. But then I'm like, yo, that's not me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not me.
Yeah, you got to be you.
Me and Rich are kind of opposites.
Yep.
Like we were talking in
which
the beginning,
which makes it dope.
Mm-hmm. Which is Rich has a background mm-hmm. in broadcasting. He sounds real professional. Me, I'm just a street dude. I mean, I fucking say what I want. I'm wild, mm-hmm. you know. But I just want to be me, and I want Rich to be himself.
Yeah.
And I think if you don't compromise,
yep,
who you are,
yes, sir.
To stick with it, I think you'll be all right. I think we'll be
absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
I think you'll
absolutely.
Be all right.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You already been all right.
Right.
Hey,
right.
All going to be all
yeah.
right.
Yeah, we all going to be
exactly.
Good.
Now, but that's the truth.
Yeah. And now going into, you are a busy person. Not mm-hmm. only do you have the songwriting.
Yes, sir.
You have the music, the author. You have the fashion line.
Yeah.
The fashion line is crazy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I thought it was going to be like some kind of like
some bootleg
like I was like, there's no way he can be doing music, comedy,
writing books,
yeah. like the dude designing is all shoes. Around That's like crazy.
You're and just then, in Vegas.
Yeah. Shout out to One Monarchy Store in Planet Hollywood. You know, they're carrying my gear.
See, that's crazy. That's yeah.
Yeah. They're carrying my gear out there.
The website. What's the website?
NomalyCreation.com.
NomalyCreation.com.
N-O-M-A-L-Y.
Which he also has the Instagram page yep. for Nomaly mm-hmm. Creation.
Yes, sir.
And it's official.
Now I'm going to tell you. I am Nomaly Official is the other one too. Yes, sir.
That's the actual personal one.
Yep.
But then you have your fashion line.
Yep. Which is Nomaly
Creation.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
So check out the website. I was impressed. I thought Thank it was going to be some janky stuff, but then I looked and I was like, yo, I might cop a pair.
Hey, right, right.
Hey,
the combat one.
Oh, man.
Combat one.
Those are ignorant.
Yeah.
I like those.
No, thank you.
I was like, those are ignorant. Shit.
Might have to get me a present. Christmas is coming.
It's people flunking out of school. That's how ignorant that is.
How'd you get started into fashion like that? And then what gave you the passion or even the drive to even just like launch your own your website?
Man, let me tell you, I'm an artist, like for real. Like I grew up drawing. You know what I'm saying? I would draw, paint, whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's why like on my handle and stuff, you'll see I'm a creator. And so anything creative, I have to do. Once upon a time, my mother's very creative. You know, everybody in my family pretty much is. But my mother, she used to do all this stuff too, a lot of this. And she would be like, yo, son, you need to pick one thing. And I was like, I can't. Like, I know how to do that. I don't know how I know how to do it, but I know how to do it. So I got to do it. And then what I decided to do was make sure everything that I do can somehow connect. So from 16 years old, I said to myself, and this is before I saw Diddy and them doing stuff. I was saying, I'm going to be an actor, a singer. You know, I'm going to do that. And I'm going to make sure I have some books. You know, I was going to have my comic books back then. I'm going to have comic books that I've written and drawn. And I'm going to have my own clothes and shoes. And then that was my idea.
Those are some big goals.
Yeah.
As a young kid.
Yeah. And I was writing back then. I was like creating and drawing stuff and coming up with designs. And so anyway, fast forward to adulthood, I started selling shoes. You know, I opened up a couple of stores and stuff like that. And I did that because everybody always liked the way I dress. Dudes would be like, yo, man, you know what I'm saying? Hey, for real, like, I ain't trying to be no kind of way, but man, I like the way that look on you. Yeah. Y'all. You know, I'd be like, it's cool. Thank you. Where you get that from? So like from school.
From my house. Right. From my house.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to tell you real quick. I used to go to the store and pick stuff out for people.
Really?
Because I was basically dressing people.
Yeah.
I was dressing thugs. And I was a stylist unofficially. Like I was dressing thugs in the street and business dudes.
If you're a thug and you asking for a stylist, I mean, I don't know if you're a thug.
They didn't realize they was asking for a stylist though. Yeah. It was just kind of like, hey, for real, like these was like dope dudes on the street, right? They'd be like, hey, how come you always got them kicks before everybody else? Like where you know where to get them from, right? I just go up to Foot Lock and I get this, but you already had these before. And I was like, I tell you what, man, when I see what I like, I'm just going to get something for you. Like, yeah, nigga, do that. And they'll just start throwing me money. Mm-hmm. And I'll just be like, all right, I'll be picking stuff out for them.
Yeah.
And so I kind of was like a hood stylist for them cats. And then for the business dudes that was older than me at that time, I would just pick, because I was already wearing suits. I was wearing 3-piece suits when I was 17.
Damn.
16, 17.
Wow.
Flash.
I would like pick stuff out for them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's when you know you got solid.
I just started wearing suits like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, seriously, man. Like 2 years ago.
I just became an adult.
Hey, you just grew up. I'll rock a suit in a minute. But it's like, but from then when I was able to, I was selling shoes out of the trunk. Mm-hmm. And I was selling out on the weekend, you know, stuff like that. And then I got a store. And then after a while, I said, you know what? I need to go ahead and just make my own stuff since everybody's asking me where I get this. How did I put this together? This is similar to what I would design. And I just started designing my own and really making it happen.
Wow. That's impressive. When I was talking to you and you were telling me the first time I saw you, like one of the first times you and I actually had a conversation, I was thinking like, okay, you know, I knew you were an artist and then you drop, yeah, I'm an author. And you're like, yeah, these shoes, I created them. I got to go to Vegas. It's just.
I start talking all about myself. I do all kind of stuff.
Right. It's just like, it's insane that, you know, somebody can juggle so many different skills, but it's so great to see somebody utilize all their skills and actually, you know, not just pick one and leave the rest. You find a way to utilize all your talents and you know.
Hey, it's more to come too.
Yeah.
So here on Buzzin' Podcast. Here on Buzzin' Podcast. We do our drink today, so let's switch it up a little bit.
Okay.
So I think, yeah.
I mean, wait. Hey, I did that on my comedy show, man. I actually got a joke with that. The hip hop horn.
That's my favorite horn, right? Hey,
shit. That's what you're supposed to tell your lady. You rate your lady that way.
When I come in my house, my wife does that.
Oh, see,
Zaddy's home.
That's the reverse. That's what's up.
Zaddy's home.
Zaddy's home.
Oh, Zaddy's home.
You're supposed to tell your lady that, like, if you got a 10, you but if you got a, you know, a 2 or 3, you'd be like, but at least you gave her something. And when she asks you what that is, you'd be like, oh no, baby, I just got
when Rich comes home.
Oh, that's man. What she do for him. Nah,
my wife is.
I tell my girl to get my newspaper, put the sports section in front of me, and get the hell out of my way.
Get the beer in the remote.
Right. Yeah,
and she hits you with that. Right,
I'm gonna watch my TV.
But here, okay. Buzzing Podcast. That's the whole name of the show is Buzzing Podcast. Mm-hmm. So we usually do our drink of the day.
That's why.
So we starting a little late, mm-hmm. but we already been sipping.
Okay.
Now, do you? Going into actually, matter of fact, let's bring it back a little bit. Let's do a little sound clip right here. And this is going to lead into my next question.
Hey.
Namalee! Creation.
She my truck, she my truck, she my truck. Yeah, she my truck, she my truck, she my truck. She make you fall in love, yeah, she make you fall in love. Yeah, she my truck, she my truck, she my truck. She my truck, she my truck, she my truck. Yeah, she my truck, she my truck, she my truck. She make you fall in love, yeah, she make you fall in love. Yeah, she my truck, she my truck, she my truck.
She my drug.
She is my drug.
She my drug, which you will be performing at.
Yes, sir.
This weekend.
She's my drug.
She's my drug. Yes. Now, do you do any drugs? Just cut this.
Straight to the point.
Besides her, do you do any drugs?
You know, I do not. And that's a part of the motivation of that song.
Good.
It was like I was like, damn, it's like I'm on freaking drugs dealing with this son of a gun.
Because you addicted to her.
Yeah.
And you can't get off it.
Yeah, it's like, I need more, but it's so bad for me.
Right? She addicted to what the dick did.
Yeah, well, yeah. If you digmatize somebody, you know, so I definitely have, you know, that.
Right? Here on the show, okay, we don't fuck with the drugs.
No.
There it is.
We just want to make this a drug-free community right here.
It's a drug-free community, but it's definitely not a drunk-free community.
No, I see.
So we've been sloshed and fucked up on this show, like, wow, drunk on
this
show.
Did you know that alcohol can be considered a drug?
Yes, it's probably more dangerous, but still,
for sure.
Since it's legal,
so it's a liquid. It's a liquid drug.
It's a liquid drug.
Since it's legal, we're gonna do it.
There it is.
Until do you drink?
I am not a drinker. I have occasionally nursed a glass of wine. Okay. Like a man, yeah. Of course, like a man, you know.
Well, let me just tell you, he is being a trooper.
Yes. Yeah.
Because for this episode, we actually are doing a full theme drink.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So not really my type of drink, but I figure since it's fall, Rich came up with the idea. Why don't we do like a fall theme?
Rich, you did it on this one, though.
We'll entertain it.
Yeah.
We'll entertain it. And we'll try. Try something new. We can't just be drinking Heineken's and whiskey.
Doing shots of Hennessy and tequila all the time.
And Duards.
Right.
And tequila, 1800.
Oh boy. Yeah.
I'm telling you, anomaly. There was episodes where it's straight shit show.
Yeah.
No, seriously. There was one episode I had to edit out at least a half hour of it because it got so bad. But for this episode, we're mixing up a good recipe that you should try.
Okay.
For those fall lovers. Yeah. So if you get yourself some Blue Moon,
mm-hmm.
Blue Moon is a orange wheat beer. Get yourself some Angry Orchard, which is an apple cider.
That's
perfect. You do 50-50.
Yeah.
So the two beers, the cider and the beer, you do 50-50, and it's Angry Balls.
Dude.
Actually, it's not. It's Angry Moon. Sorry. Angry Moon.
Angry Moon. Angry
Balls. It's very fall.
I ain't got none. It's so long. My balls are angry. They hurting.
So it's actually a good mixture. It's a nice fall drink. The Angry Orchard, because you got your apple pie.
It's really good.
And we actually gave you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And give us your honest opinion on it.
Like, okay, so I got to set the stage. I come from a long line of alcoholics. So my mother used to tell me, don't drink. All right. Don't drink. All right. You know, my brother's drinks, everybody's drinking. Right. No. See, now when I tell people that, they think I'm about to turn into something.
Yeah, don't listen.
No.
I don't want this to be the show that fucking
and I'm going to tell everybody, this from Buzz and Podcast.
Now we're getting sued and shit,
and my whole life has changed. Well, no.
I got this waiver for you to sign when you leave.
No, let me tell you, she used to tell me that, you know, and I saw it in, on my dad's side of the family. Well, actually both sides really, but I saw it. And so I just never did, right? Mm-hmm. So when I got past that youth, when people become like alcoholics, it's not just because it's in their DNA. Sometimes it's because they start early. You know, they start like 12, 13, 14 years old before they develop a certain way. And so I waited way past that time to finally taste alcohol. So I never developed a taste for it. Well, I'm like,
what was the first time?
Oh, man.
What age?
I was probably 24.
20. You look 25. Okay. That was like 2 months ago.
I am ageless now. I don't
celebrated a 25th birthday, right?
Pretty much. So I never really... So I didn't develop a taste. So literally, I now taste things confidently saying, I'm not worried about turning into an alcoholic because I'm beyond that impressionable age.
Yeah.
So it's more so like, oh, that's nasty. Oh, why do people drink that?
Right.
Yeah. I don't dig it. But this here actually tastes good.
Smooth.
Pretty smooth, right?
Yeah, it tastes
for
like
beer.
Rich, yeah. You did good. It tastes like fall.
It tastes and like that's fall. What I wanted. You know what? My next thing was pie. I was going to stop at, Bed Bath & Beyond and pick up some nice fall candles. Maybe sweater weather.
Yeah, sweater weather. Sweater weather.
Johnny's looking at me like, no, you weren't.
What are you doing?
You weren't about to light that.
But look, even though this is good, it's like I'm still just sipping it. You know what I mean? So it's just never been a thing. And yo, being in clubs and stuff like that, I purposefully make myself not be... pressured into drinking when literally everybody has a cup in their hand, right? And I used to have a cup just to have it. This is, and I do things scientifically. I guess I've always been this way. And I said, I would have a cup in my hand. This was early in the game, you know, teenage years. And then I said, what? No, I'm going to actually be in a club and be the only one in here without a cup. And it felt weird. People looked at me weird. They was like, what's wrong with you? And then eventually people got used to it. And I got used to it. I was like, yo, to the point to where if I did pick up a cup, girls would be like, you don't drink. Yeah, I'd be like, you put that down. I'm like, it's just water, you know?
Right.
Y'all gonna drink that water.
Right. So that's pretty much.
But actually, good. It can counteract too. Or not counteract, but it could counteract because if you're walking around without a cup.
Yeah.
What happens is everyone's like, let me buy you a drink. Let me buy you a drink.
And then it gets shot.
All right. So you know what? I think this is spinning this way. So actually, we do need to have this.
Drink it.
This drink episode. For the people who don't drink out there. So here's a way to get around it. Me being in the industry while I had to give drinks and make drinks. So if you walk around a club, like for your situation, if you just... You're confident. You don't care, you know, and you don't care about people telling you, oh, you don't have a cup in your hand.
Right.
Let me buy you a drink. Because that can get annoying because like when people get drunk, they want to buy everybody.
Yeah. Drinks. Everybody wants company.
So a way to get around that, too, is get yourself just a cup of cranberry juice.
Yep. I've done that.
Cranberry juice is always the number one go-to for non-alcoholic or people who are just trying to not drink at all, but want to just... Avoid people bothering them.
Yeah.
And say, let me buy you a drink. You can always be like, I have one right here.
I'm right. They don't know that it's just straight cranberry.
Cranberry juice. Right. You can go orange juice.
Pineapple. I love pineapple.
Good one. So good.
But cranberry juice is your number one. So if you don't drink out there and you want to just have something in your hand so people don't bother you about whatever. Just get yourself a cranberry.
Yeah. And then you act drunk too. You're like, man, I already got a drink in my hand.
And then
how many of you are there standing?
And then what you can do, you can test the waters. You can be like, bitch, what up? I was drunk. And then the next day, I was drunk.
I was drunk.
I didn't really mean it.
I don't know what I was saying.
You're like, fuck you. Like, okay. Hey, my bad. I was drunk last night. I didn't mean it.
Sometimes I order little mixed drinks every now and then when I want one. Like when I purposely say, you know, I tested with an amaretto sour when I first said, well, let me sip. Well, and you know, females, they was always like, well, try this. You know, girls always trying to help you out.
Yeah.
Being you're R&B so cute. Singer. Let's do this. I'm like, yeah. You know, talking to them in the R&B, the 90s R&B voice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, girl, let me go in.
Oh, shit. You already got the baby.
Right.
And so they would... say, you know, it shows something like that, but I would, you know, be comical about it. I'll order it in with a bass in my voice. Let me get that, you know what I mean? Give me that amaretto sour. And then bartender's usually looking at me like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
like,
well,
I'm, you know, put that little straw, take that straw out of there.
Let me ask you this.
Let me get that sex on the beach.
Have you ever just met a girl and just sang in her ear?
Yes.
And be like, yo, I hope this shit work. I'll make a panty drop.
Yeah. I'm
have you done that?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Or it work?
Oh, yeah, well.
Or they like, yo, what the fuck am I yet?
No, they always love that.
Yeah?
Always love that. In fact, when they ask me to sing, I don't belt out. One, I'm a smooth singer, but I do know how to belt, obviously. Yeah. I can do it.
Well, I'm just saying like.
But I will sing right in their ear.
Like, I'm just saying, not to someone who knows you.
Oh, strangers.
Just strangers.
Oh, hell yeah.
Go up to a girl, sing it. Because if I could sing.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, oh, you'd be singing all.
I'm going to tell you.
Everyone.
I do all kind of random stuff like that. Even if it ain't singing, I talk to anybody and everybody. Rich, no.
Yeah.
I talk to anybody and everybody.
That's what he tells.
All the time.
All the time. When I see him, he's always talking to someone.
I can't help it, man. I just like, hey.
And I thought I talk a lot.
No, nah, man.
I talk a lot. And no, obviously, it's a good thing you're doing. Thing. You know what I mean?
I'm going to give away some. No, I shouldn't tell no guys how to pick up no girls. I ain't going to do that. I just listen to the music. I ain't going to get y'all my stuff.
I have a whole chapter of my life.
Okay.
That not my life. I know where, because I'm born the only male in my family. Oh. I have five sisters.
Yeah, you
dad. Yeah.
I know women like the back of my hand.
Yep. Yeah.
So I feel like I was given a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And not saying that it's personal. I use it to help my friends out.
Really? Yeah. Really? Seriously?
I use it to help my friends
That's
out.
What these songs are about too. Seriously. It's like just it's a blueprint. Like, yo.
There's a blueprint to this. And it's really just DNA. Mm-hmm. If you really just go back to it, women are designed and their DNA and their genetics can help what they are attracted to and mm-hmm. how they are attracted to. Men are the same way. So I feel like, listen, a lot of men out there, a lot of males will shoot themselves in the foot or underestimate themselves. That's the biggest
thing. You just said it.
Yeah.
You have to have so much confidence. Confidence.
That's the one thing that women like. If you got a guy that you're going up and you're trying to approach a woman, you know, or a girl in the club, and you are just shy, or some guys say, oh, I need to have a buzz before I talk to a girl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Exactly. And it's like, they almost like cockiness or, you know, to an extent.
It's a fine line.
To an extent.
If you get too much, then they get like.
Not arrogance or not, you know what I mean? But like almost some girls are just like, they like a guy that might be confident to overconfident, you know, compared to a guy that's just like not confident at all or like almost. Just they don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Do you agree with me that there is no woman out there out of a man's league?
I agree.
You agree?
I agree. Anything can be had. Anybody can have it.
Rich?
Mm-hmm. Anybody can have it.
I agree. I definitely agree with that. I think you just have to have, like I said, the confidence. If you have, if we're, you know, have A-list female celebrities in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're, you know, we might be, I don't know about you, but we might be a little like, oh damn, like Halle Berry's right there or whoever it might be. But at the end of the day, we're all human.
Yeah.
You just have a conversation.
You ever see those bad chicks that are like the ugliest dude?
Yeah. It happens all the time.
And then everyone is always like, yo, how?
Must have a big dick.
You
must have a big dick.
He must be paying for that. Paying for that. He got a lot of money, don't he?
Right.
He work at Quick Trip.
Yeah.
How did he get her?
Must got a good 401k.
You being Mr. Baby making music.
Hey.
What are your intakes on that? Do you feel like, you know, there's no women out there out of anyone's, any guy's league.
Dude, I feel that any dude, as long as they, you know, like you said, DNA and then the tools, you know, the tools is the confidence, you know, not arrogance, not none of that ugly stuff, but just confident enough. And to me, if you understand the psyche, you understand where women are coming from. And, you know, I know for years, I always say, nobody knows what women want. Women don't know what they want. Well, to a degree, sure. But they are human, Rich, like you said. And if you observe people enough, you know what's up.
Yeah.
And you'll know exactly what to say and what to do. And then most importantly, back to the initial point, if you're just who you are, Be who you're supposed to be. If she don't like you, so what? There's so many women.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so for me, basically, my thing is this. I have confidence. I don't walk out here thinking that somebody could do something that I can't do. I never think that. I've thought it before, of course, in my younger years, but I don't think that way. I don't never let my brain soup me up and make me fail that way.
Never.
Two, some of these people, these females, these beautiful females are just as confused and shy and timid and don't know what they want in a sense as well. So it's like, why would I let that intimidate me? Just because, and you know, maybe they're emulating, I'm doing the way this girl is doing. I'm on my phone and I'm being this way when really they want you to talk to them, but they're not going to say it. So there's so many avenues, but basically I would just say being yourself is this. I always knew that, well, if this particular woman, if I speak to her and she feels some kind of way and doesn't accept whatever I'm saying, there's another woman literally right around the corner.
Yeah.
There's always another woman around the corner. Yeah. And there's a bunch of beautiful women everywhere. And so, yeah.
You just have to be, you guys out there, let's give a little bit of a, not to be, you know, just trying to say you need to be a douchebag or anything like that.
But
like
no means.
Like Nomaly said, you have to be confident, but not overly confident.
Right. Because they can smell that.
And it's in the DNA. Yeah. It's women are not attracted to looks. They are attracted to personality. Yep.
Energy.
And your energy.
Yep.
Yep.
Men, we're the shallow ones.
Yeah.
We're attracted to beauty first and then personality second. Women are personality first.
Yep. Then they want, look at the physical. The joint physical. In there, they like what a lot of women have told me. They love when you smile. Mm-hmm. And a lot of dudes don't smile a lot, right? It's
the little things.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the basic things. Smile, that draws them in. And they love for you to give them eye contact.
Yep.
Which shows your confidence.
Just like an interview. These are interview things.
Yes.
Eye contact, smile, you know, things like that. I think a good movie that, you know, people could watch, single guys or just guys with low self-esteem, Hitch.
Oh, heck yeah.
Hitch is a good movie.
Dude, I felt like Hitch because like you were saying earlier, I've set so many people up. People got married, all kind of stuff because I'm just like, yo, like talk to
you. You don't have to be
say
scared.
This, do that.
You don't.
You don't have to be scared. Now, I'm not a R&B singer. Like, Nomaly.
Yeah, right.
I don't make baby music because listen, you can make some baby making music out of that. But what I'm saying is, I come from, me and my wife, we are complete opposites.
Yeah.
And people will be like, yo, how'd that happen? It's not that how it happened. And it wasn't just a hit the lottery. It was me working at
That's right.
It was me working at it. It doesn't matter how you look. Like I said, women don't care how you look. Your personality has to be everything. Mm-hmm. And you have to say the right things to a woman.
Yep.
And treat her the right way.
Yeah. There it is.
And then all you have to do, she can tell you all the time, she's not interested. She's not interested. She's not interested.
Mm-hmm.
But all it takes is that one day where she goes.
Where she is.
Where she goes.
Yeah. That's
right. She is. When she hits you with that, maybe.
And you're like,
That's the window that you can pry open.
Yep.
And just that's because you just have to chip away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
R&B.
Now, I mean,
Nomaly over here.
Nah, that's a
different story.
What's one advice you would give men who are not so confident or who struggle in this area?
Yes. Kind of like what you're saying, be consistent. I mean, don't be creepy. Like, girl, that's one of the things I always hear them talking about. Oh, he's creepy. Oh, he's, you know. And I will also say humor. Humor is
make him laugh.
Super important.
You have to.
But that's dangerous at the same time because you can be in a friend zone in a minute. I mean, I've been in friend zone and I'm sitting up here saying, hold on. I almost had a little attitude about it.
Right.
How are you going to put me in a
friend zone?
Right.
But, you know, you got to be humble about it and realize, dang, you know, I maybe made her laugh a little too much.
Mm, yeah.
Very smart. I like that.
You know, you can't get on overdo it, man. Yeah. I can get carried away with making some people laugh.
With you being a comedian, yeah.
Yeah. And it's just like, they like, ooh, I like, they love you for you to make them smile and laugh.
Yeah.
Then they, ooh, and they think you look like some, right? And then,
yeah.
Oh, and then if you keep doing doing it. Then they like, all right, cool. You like a little brother to me. Yeah, it's like, wait, what the hell? Hey, what just happened? Hey. What just happened?
Let me whip this shit out so you can see it.
Then, and they be laughing. Are you silly? Oh, why are you silly?
And then you whip
girl,
it out.
I'm naked. Right. This is amazing. Yeah, you sexy and all, but you like a brother to me. It's like, God, why did I stop with the jokes?
Shit slinging all over the place.
Like, you'll be good for my girlfriend. You nice.
The schlong is out.
Right.
And she still think you're joking.
That's real bad. That's real bad.
It's like, what you trying to say? Something wrong with my stuff? No. It looks good. It's just, you're just so silly.
Was that? Was that Professor Clump there?
Oh, yeah. My voice kind of sometimes goes like, I used to do the clumps all the time.
Damn, that's
you know, Miss Brady, sometimes comes a time in a man's life where you always want to be, you know, rushing into things.
Cletus? What? So now, Mr. Are you married, kids or anything?
No, I'm not married. No.
No, so are you single and ready to mingle?
Hey, I'm single, man. I don't want no issues though.
So then that means you like him.
Hey. Hey.
So that's how you like them?
Thinking rich?
So is that how you like
them? Hey, man, you know what? I'm an artist, and I look at the woman's body as an art, piece of artwork. You know, not objectifying them in a bad way, but they really, all of them are art to me. And so I find beauty in everything out there.
Mm-hmm.
So she can be thick. She can be rich. She can be slim. Which in my second verse on that, I say, you know, I like them slim girls too, you know, and she ain't even got to be rich. She can be working at Quick Trip, going to school, you know what I'm saying? So it's like really everything. It's all about the same thing that they want. I like their energy. But physically, you could be a big chick if you clean and, you know, you pretty in the face or you whatever. Mm-hmm. I'll see the beauty in that. You know, I don't know. I like everything.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously I got preferences, but
right.
I can see it in everybody.
Yeah. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Really, really.
Look at us over here on this, I know. On the show. We sound very sentimental.
Seriously, man. Our ladies would be proud.
Yes.
Our ladies would be proud. Yes. Ladies would be proud.
I love you too.
Love you, girl.
Kill you, girl.
It's what's on the...
And you will be performing that on Saturday as well.
Yes,
correct?
Sir.
Thick and Rich.
Thick and Rich. She's my drug. And I might do one other one that I don't have released. Maybe. It depends.
So you can find all of these tracks on
everywhere.
What platforms?
Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, Pandora, wherever. Some Touch Tune.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you even mentioned, you know, across the country. You got people connecting to you, like, oh man, your track's on Touch Tunes.
You
know what I mean?
Yep. Touch Tunes, like when you're sitting there in the little bars or restaurants, you can find Anomaly, find 2 or 3 songs in there.
And like, so just,
you need to know me,
case,
especially.
Yeah, just in case you don't, know the spelling of it.
It's yes.
N-O-N as in Nancy, O-R.
Nope, no R. N-O-M-A-L-Y.
Listen,
that's easy, but that's easy for people to do. They want to, when they see it, it makes your brain say normally.
That's right.
But it's anomaly.
That's the drinking talking.
Yeah.
You see?
I saw him when he wrote up there. He was like, no,
I apologize.
It's fine.
I put the R.
N-O-M.
N-O-M.
Yes.
A-L-Y.
Got it.
It's like an anomaly. I'm just without the A.
Dyslexic. Don't worry about me.
You know, I used to go by J Billion, by the way.
And, is that what it was?
People that know me, they, you know, from early in the game, when I get some of those songs that I never really professionally released, J Billion, you know. And the only reason why I changed that is because everybody was J this, J that, J this. And then there was some rapper out there named J Billion, and everybody would look me up and they would find him. And they'd be like, oh, I heard some of your rap songs. I was like, I don't rap. You know,
yeah.
And so I said, yeah, I need to change this.
I've never heard anything remotely close to Anomaly.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Nothing. So, yeah.
Seriously, there's only one that I found other artist with that exact name, and it's a Spanish artist. You know, when you search, you might see Anomaly, and it might be a bunch of, yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this, and forgive me if we've covered this. I don't think we did, but where did Anomaly, I understand you were trying to separate yourself and trying to have a name, right? Mm-hmm. But where does Anomaly come from?
I had a shout out Preston Jones in St. Louis. That's a super engineer. That's when I started recording professionally and, you know, stopped doing it at the house when I first started. And this dude is so cold. Like he worked on all kind of with the greats and all that. Anyway, I would sing and I would do, you know, all of my vocals. I do all my writing. I do all my arranging, do all this. And even if I don't play all the instruments, if I wanted somebody to make some, I can make all the instruments sound just like the instruments. And so as he got to know me, he was like, dang, you do this and do this. And he's like, you're like an anomaly. And I was like, yeah, I keep hearing that. You know, people say, oh, you're like an anomaly, or you don't look your age, or you don't this, that, and the other, whatever it was.
Everything we just pretty much covered at this interview. Yeah.
And so I just said, you know, when I called my boy Fats, I was like, I'm thinking about going by like Anomaly or something like that. He was like, oh, like J Anomaly? That's cool. I said, no, just Anomaly. Mm-hmm. He was like, huh, I ain't never heard it before. And I was like, oh, well, maybe people will like it. Maybe they won't.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Right. You never know.
And I did it and it stuck. And that's another reason why I did my tag. Anomaly. And I did Creation to separate the fact that if ever you hear me say Anomaly Creation, it is something that I completely created. So like I write songs for other people. That tag, Anomaly Creation, if I'm not singing on it, you still might hear Anomaly Creation. That's my song.
Okay.
If I just say Anomaly and you don't hear Creation, I may have taken a project. Somebody may have wrote something that was so dope and they just wanted me to sing. All right. And I sang it.
That's where Anomaly comes from.
So you're letting the audience know that when you
this
announce
is my
the creation,
track. This is mine.
That's mine.
Did you produce that?
Yeah. Either I produced it or someone else produced the track, but Vocals, lyrics, arrangement, all of that is me.
Shit, okay. That's dope.
Yeah.
Thank you. You got
this shit figured out.
Right. Yeah, man. It's a sit back and think, all that stuff.
Now, so to switch it up a little bit.
Okay.
This is also, we do a lot of sports on this show.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And we do a lot of football. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a big elephant in the room that I got a little excited for.
Last name?
Yes. So hey. I don't mean to throw your government out there.
Oh, it's all good. I go by it too.
But okay, so
yeah, for comedy and everything.
Last name Tomlin.
Yes, sir. First name James. Yeah, you can find me James Tomlin as well. That's me for comedy and acting and everything else.
The only Tomlin I know,
Mike Tomlin,
is Mike Tomlin, from the Pittsburgh Steelers
head coach.
Head coach.
So we are a big football fans over here. We're big football fanatics over here on the Buzzin' Podcast. Me and Rich Fantasy, mm-hmm. and Mike Tomlin. We already had an episode talking about Mike Tomlin. Uh-huh. Are you related to Mike Tomlin?
Hey, that's what they say.
I don't know. I never met any Tomlins.
Yeah, neither have I.
I mean, Lily Tomlin, you know, the comedian, she's white. I probably came from her plantation. But, you know, the Tomlin plantation. Right. Oh, yeah. Sure. He was one of ours. He was on the inside.
I owned him at one point. Right? Shit.
Run along. You will do comedy just like me. Thanks. I appreciate it. But, yeah, no. Yeah. That's supposed to be peoples, you know? That's supposed to be some family right there.
I could have a reunion 2020.
Hey, I'm telling you. I told my sister. I said, I'm hit him up and, you know, be one of those cousins he haven't seen since we were little.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm going to, you know, show up out of nowhere. Let me get them tickets, man.
Do you watch sports? Do you watch football or anything? Do you watch? Now, saying that, if you do think you are related to Mike Tomlin, do you watch the Steelers? Or are you a Steelers fan?
Honestly, I actually like the Steelers. And of course, I especially liked them once I knew he was. But he also is very good and that team is very good. So, but I don't spend a lot of time watching sports, but I did grow up an athlete, and baseball is my number one sport.
Ooh, okay.
You know, okay. And football was my second sport. Okay. So I do love the game, but I just don't watch.
Team?
Cardinals. I mean, coming
St. Louis.
St. Louis Cardinals. And that, honestly, Cardinals really was
a, were you a big
great
fan?
Team.
You broke my heart in 06. Beat the Tigers.
Man, I like the Mets. I like everybody, though. I like, well, not everybody. I like the Mets, you know, but,
okay.
But I did like
I got a Yankee hat on.
Yeah, don't confuse
it's
that Yankee
New York
hat.
Thing. It's a New
yeah,
York
yeah,
thing.
I know
it's
what you mean.
I'm from Queens. I'm a Mets fan.
Yeah, I like the Mets. I mean, but definitely Cardinals was my thing, you know.
You guys got a squad this year, too. You got a squad this year.
Nelly was. Do you like Nelly?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
So, did you listen to him growing up and everything? Yep. He's a big baseball fan. Oh, yep. He actually said
when you come from St. Louis, that's a baseball town.
Yeah.
And it's true. A good way and in a bad way. It's because it's also a very racist town.
Yes.
So they don't want no basketball. They don't want nothing dealing with black folks.
And that's why baseball is the number one sport.
Even though
they got hockey.
Blues
Stanley Cup champs.
Even though black folks made the Cardinals for years, but they started whitewashing everything. So I eventually stopped going to the games because it was like hardly no black people there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Damn. But
I didn't realize it was that racist of a city.
Man. The people, the real people in the city, they know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So I'm not hating on my city. I love where I come from, but that is a real truth about that city.
Is Mike Tomlin from St. Louis or from where is he from?
Now, I don't know. I don't know exactly.
Because the one thing issue we had with him was we were mad that he was letting AB
wild out.
It's a wild out.
Yeah. That we last, like, last year.
How you from the streets and you can't handle this dude?
Yeah. Yeah.
You a brother.
Yeah.
You one of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm telling you, if I'm the coach of that team,
I don't think
where I'm from.
I don't think anyone can handle AB anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, the way he's been acting lately.
I think he probably was just making a professional decision.
Man.
I don't know. You know what I mean? Like sometimes you got to handle things a certain way. You know, you got the one side and you'd have to be like, man, I'd do this. But it's like, maybe he didn't. I don't know.
He's wild.
Yeah.
So are you a big football fan?
I mean, I love football. Again, though, since I don't sit and watch it as much, I don't spectate as much. I know of some things, but I'm not really.
You're not like.
I'm not up on every single thing that's going on.
I thought you would be like, Steelers, my team. My terrible towel.
That's my team. That's my team. I love the team. You know, I watch. I'm like one of those with football. I'm like, oh, Super Bowl? I bet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I know what that sound like. But that's because I got so many other things going on.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah. You're a busy guy. You got clothes company. You got
everything going on.
That's all it is. But I do love that sport. I love that sport and I love baseball. Those are my two sports. And gymnastics.
Okay.
Damn. Okay.
I was a street tumbler.
Damn, so you do backflips, all of them?
Yeah. Okay. Like my neighborhood, we used to, like, you know how you have people that battle and break dancing and all that? We battle like tumbling.
Say anything Damn. You don't do?
I got a.
I'm talking about on concrete, half twist.
Next week, he's going to have his own podcast show.
Hey, I'll support y'all. Let's just make it happen.
I got a childhood friend who actually, long story short, he grew up across the street from me, did his first backflip, front flip on my trampoline my parents' trampoline in the backyard. And he eventually moved to Colorado, was like a tumbler for the Denver Broncos.
Wow.
Anytime they do, you know, score a touchdown, he'd be doing backflips in the end zone. Well, now he's in Vegas. Ha. He's doing, he's like a lead act in at the Wynn for Le Rev.
Wow.
So the water.
Check him out.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you guys, if you're ever in Vegas.
Yeah, I'm like, always in Vegas.
Yeah, check that out. Le Rev at the Wynn.
All right. Anomaly, we want to thank you. We appreciate you for stopping by.
Man. Yeah.
You are our first official special
thank
guest.
Thank you so much, man.
That means so much to me, too. Thank you so much. We definitely do
appreciate you. You can catch Anomaly on Saturday, October 5th.
The press room.
Go see the game. Go see Anomaly.
Yeah.
He at the press room. Yeah. Press room is at, what's the address there? That's out here in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
That's 441 West Madison Avenue. Yep. In Phoenix.
Is that off like 7th Street or 7th Ave?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
You know, I know stuff when I see it.
Yeah, right. You're one of them visual drivers.
Yeah, I'm a visual driver.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, there go that Circle K. That's where we need to make that left turn. Yeah.
So he is opening up for the game for the Born to Rap Tour, his final album.
The game's final album tour.
October 5th.
So normally, props to you, man, for being a part of that show. So he'll be at the press room, and we appreciate you stopping by.
The 11th.
Yeah, you got a show next week.
On the 11th, October 11th, I'll be opening up for Key Glock.
Where is that at?
Same location.
Same location.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, then I will be there.
Key Glock.
Yo, so Glock. Actually, if y'all want to meet us there, because Rich will actually be on the show on this Saturday, October 5th.
Yeah.
And then I will be, and probably Rich will be, we'll both be there.
Next, supporting so. Next Saturday. Is that the 11th?
For that next Saturday. Okay.
Same location.
Yeah.
Yep.
On the 11th.
And then also I got to drop in December. Now, I'll be doing some, plenty of things in between that time. But in December, I'm doing Unapologetically Funny Part 2. So I'll be doing that comedy and bringing other comedians with me as well. I did that once. And that'll be at the Clarendon Hotel on the rooftop, the Scottsdale.
Nice. Okay.
Man, so I did book it.
I know he's he is.
So yeah, my man is booking busy. Right.
No doubt. No doubt.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to promote?
Yeah. Other stuff. I'm beholding auditions. I got a bunch of TV shows and stuff that I've been writing and little movie scripts, but I'm going to start pushing this new one the next year. So I'll be, if I have time, I'm going to try to hold auditions for people I'm looking for before the new year. If not, it'll be right after the first of the year. So it'll be a comedy series that I'm pushing for Netflix and Amazon.
And where can they hit you up at?
So right now, just hit me up, DM me on my social media. I am Nomaly Official or Nomaly Creation, either one of those.
Anything specific? I mean, do they have to be like experienced actors
or actresses? I am looking for comedic timing.
You're?
Comedic timing. Seasoned actors are very welcome for certain roles. But, you know, I like to give people a chance, like, just like, you know, we all want a chance. Right. So it's like, sometimes there's a diamond in the rough. And if we got time, I just want to say this, like, I'm not one of those people who I'm not afraid of someone outshining me or doing something. Like, I think that the more we all give other people opportunities and create, I'm always create opportunity. So it don't matter. You can outshine me somehow, which would be amazing. Great. Good for you. Good for the show. Good for whatever it is I just did. You know, I'm still going to be doing my own thing no matter what. And I would feel happy that I just gave you a platform. So I had to say that to say this. I love to give opportunities if I'm able to. Mm-hmm. And I think that the more that we all think that way and do that, that we're creating more work for all of us to still have.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm not one that's like, he sings better than me, or he's funnier, people like him more, or oh my God, he's way more handsome. I don't care. Like,
right.
If you dope, that's gonna make the project amazing. Yeah.
And you can utilize that too, whether it's a comedian that may be funnier than you. It's like, you know, I wanna work with that person.
Yeah.
And I want him on my show that I'm hosting because he's gonna bring he's gonna help bring an audience, and he's gonna help keep an audience.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So always looking at a positive rather than a negative.
That's it.
You know what I mean?
Plus, I don't really doubt myself. I feel like I am who I am. I give, like,
nobody's going to stop you.
Nobody's going to stop me.
But you.
And, yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. And there's always going to be people who like what I do.
Yeah.
And I want to give a platform for anybody else. And I think that if we're working together. So I just, you know, I wanted to say all that. So, yes,
appreciate
they can hit
that.
Me up for auditions.
Hit him up in a DM.
Yeah.
Yes.
Follow him.
Yes, yes, yes.
He will be part of our page. We already put a post up with him.
Hey. Yep.
Hit his tag up and follow him. Hit him up. Yeah, if you want to be part of that, you want to become a superstar.
Hey.
And cop some of those kicks.
Yeah.
Yo.
Cop some of them kicks.
Combat one.
Christmas is coming.
I probably
add it on that Christmas list.
Combat. Yeah, thank you.
I'm not really I'm just getting into sneakers. So I might just cop me a pair of combat ones.
What? You from where?
Yo, I'm not. I'm old school. I don't really. I wear Tim's.
Okay. And okay, that makes sense.
I wear some Air Maxes, but even they're too expensive. I can't spend that much money. I'm just starting.
I understand.
To start to branch out and try to.
I'm bringing other gear too, man. I can see you a hat man.
Yes,
you like your hat, but
so I'm gonna try. If I'm one of those, I'm not a follower. I'm a leader.
That's right.
So I'm gonna try to buy something different. So if I'm gonna spend my money, it's gonna be on something different.
Word.
That and I know someone. No word. One has really.
Yeah. Word.
So. Yeah. Was combat ones. I was eyeballing. So I might cop me a pair of those.
Yes, sir.
And then you can check the IG page, and we'll put the link up there. Check his website out. But yo, Nomaly, we appreciate you coming.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
But we appreciate it, and we'll catch you on Saturday and next Saturday. Everyone knows. Yeah, thank you for catching us up. Thank you for following us on Buzzing Podcast. I'm a little buzzing already.
Well,
Richie
Podcast.
Hey. If you don't like R&B, R&B.
Richie's buzzing
too. Got something for everything. Yeah,
if you don't like R&B music, Johnny, tell them what they can do.
You can go slap yourself.
You know why? You don't have the guts to be what you want to be. Me, I always tell you, even when I lie. So say goodnight to the bad guy. Come on.